Well, we're going to start in Isaiah 26 this morning. Isaiah 26:3. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength." You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. That God promised that if we'll keep our mind stayed on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace because we trust in him. And you know what? That's not always easy. But that's really one of the keys to a peaceful life, a happy life, is to keep our mind stayed on God, stayed on him, in spite of everything that we face in the world. You know, we talked about trials last week. They come to all of us. Things come in our lives. Just the world system is constantly trying to suck the life out of us. It's like we're going upstream. One of my instructors was saying one time, they also worked in the alumni department. Somebody called it, it was just, they had a bunch of stuff going on in their life. And, just like, well, why is it like this? And she said, well, basically as a Christian, it's like you're going upstream, against the current, in a river. And it's not that the life is tough, because like we've talked about, Jesus said he's overcome the world. But not to be surprised that stuff, the current's going that way. I mean, it would be easier just to turn around and go with the way everybody else is doing stuff a lot of times, And all these things we talk about, it'd be easier just to say, I don't care what the Bible says. I don't care. I don't feel like even doing anything God's way. I'm just going to worry about stuff. I'm just going to do whatever everybody else is doing. I don't care. Just turn around and go with the current. It'd be easier. And to just go on and to stay with God and say, no, I'm going to do what God wants me to do in my life. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to believe him in spite of what's going on. I'm going to believe his word. You're going up current. Upstream. You're going against the current. And there is constantly things that are going to try to pull us, distract us off him, keeping our mind on God. It just is. It doesn't matter where you get to in life. It doesn't matter how spiritual we become or how much status we have or stature or money or whatever, there's still going to be the temptation. There's never going to come a time where we just float and now the things of the world don't affect us and that we're not going to have to make an effort to keep our mind stayed on him. It's never going to happen. It's a deception that, sometimes we think, well, if we just got this far, if we just got these things done in our life, if we just got these habits down, then it would be a cakewalk. It's not true. It might help us, but it's never going to come to a point where we don't have to have an effort to stay on him. Because there's things in this world that are going to constantly try to pull us away, tear us out of relationship with him, get us away from the life source that is in God. And that's just the way, that's just the way the world is. And so the Bible says here that God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts on you. Whose mind is stayed on him. And just to keep our mind stayed on him, that's how we have perfect peace. It's not keeping our mind stayed, over in this area or over in this area. It's keeping our mind stayed on God. There's all kinds of things in our lives that can help, different things that can help to make our lives more peaceful. But ultimately, if we keep our mind stayed on him, it doesn't matter what's going on in our lives. Because if we think that an absence of something, if I just got, if I got over this hump, then, boy, there'd be peace. I don't know about you, but I find that, you would understand. You probably see this all the time. When I was in college, you start out the semester and, you're just kind of getting going with the semester. And, homework really hasn't started to build up or anything. You just kind of go, you can do what you want. You can go get something to eat, whatever. you don't have any pressure on you really, because you don't have any tests. Tests are 3 weeks away, or for your first test, homework really hasn't built up, and everything's okay. And pretty soon, if you don't stay on top of stuff, it's coming, and the homework's just coming day after day, and the tests are coming, and pretty soon it can snowball, just snowball. I'd find myself just looking forward to Christmas break, or looking forward to summer. Because in a student's life, I mean, you have, maybe you're working part-time, but you're not in the full-time area yet or anything. You have a student, or a student's life, so I would think, well, if I just got to that break, then, at least I have some peace. Well, that's true. I get done with my finals, go home, my parents, I'm still dependent on my parents pretty much at that point, and the world almost stops for a little bit until the next semester comes, and it's the same thing. And if I'm looking for some event, and when you get out in the real world, and really, even when you're in college, it's just not like that. If you have that mentality, you will always be looking down the road for something, and it never lasts. Peace will never last because we're looking for external circumstances to try to keep us at peace, and it just doesn't happen. You've probably found out that when you look down here and you think, well, if I can only get there, then I'll be okay. Then I'll be at peace. And then you get there and something else is different. And so if we don't just keep our minds stayed on Him and learn in the midst of the worst thing that is going on in our life, a bad situation, He said to have peace is not the absence of stuff going on, but to keep our mind stayed on Him. In the midst of this, to still know that God's there, that we can be at peace, that we don't have to have anxiety, that we don't have to be stressed. And that's just, it's simple, but it's not necessarily easy to do because we have our flesh to contend with. We have senses. We have, we can see things. We can hear things. We can feel things. And there's the world's telling us a different way. And so we have to put all that aside and still look to Him. And that's not always easy to execute, but the principle's easy. And if we'll do it with God's help, not that we have to work to do it, but there is a fight to enter the rest that is in God at times, just to enter into that peace, not because it's hard or because we're trying to do something to jump through hoops, it's just because this current is trying to pull us away. So let's turn over to Philippians 4:6. We were here a few weeks ago, but I want to spend a little bit more time there. Philippians 4, verse 6. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. Be anxious for nothing. That word anxious means to divide into parts. The word suggests a distraction, a preoccupation with things causing anxiety, stress, and pressure. It's distraction. When we're anxious, we're not focused, we're distracted, we're not keeping our minds stayed on Him. So whenever we're anxious, we just can ask ourselves, okay, and we all have experienced this, when you're worried about something, your mind is not fully in the present or fully there. It's distracted. When you're worried about something, when you're anxious about something, anxiety is to be worried about something that's coming down the road, and usually you're out of proportion in the way you view that thing. You think, you're when you're anxious about something, it's a fear that something may happen, and usually you overestimate the probability of that thing happening. So you're anxious. You're anxious that this might go wrong at your job, or this might happen with your child. And a lot of times it's just these thoughts that they never come to pass. If we looked at things rationally, we'd say, well, the probability of that's pretty low. And anyway, me getting anxious about it isn't going to help. But it's this distraction that something... It's a fear that something may happen. You're going about your life here, but really half your mind is over here, worrying about something. It's going and it's spinning. And so you're distracted. You're divided. You know, you try to put your mind on God and put your mind on your work, but part of you is just over here churning and going around and around. And what if that happens? And then that could happen. And then what if that happens? And this could happen. And here you are going off for this whole scenario based on this one thing that probably won't even happen. And then if that thing happened, then you have all these 15 other things that could happen afterwards based on this other thing. And they're all, it's all this snowball effect based on stuff that probably won't even happen, but it's distraction. That's not peaceful. I've been there. I mean, where it just can immobilize you. But the way to get around that, the way to the antidote for that is to keep our mind stayed on Jesus and what he's done. Keep our mind stayed on the fact that God loves us, that he's for us, that really, if we put it in light of that, if we were so focused on God, that then it would make these other things pale. Because if God, if I really focus, and I'm not talking about just working ourselves, oh, I got to focus, but I mean, it's just putting our mind back, like this verse says, to meditate on these things. It says, be anxious for nothing. So first of all, don't be divided. Get on, don't be anxious. Don't let these other things churn and churn and churn. But what do you do in place of that? Because, you know, people say this all the time. You try to break one habit. If you don't replace it with something, it's, you know, you gotta put something in its place. So it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, which is essentially focusing on him. So don't be anxious. Don't be divided over here and be all concerned about everything. But instead of that, in everything, If we have a circumstance or a condition, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, bring it to God. Basically, just talk to God about it. Focus on him. Focus on what he says about it. Focus on his character and who we're talking about. And it says, then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds through Christ. That's a lot what we just read in Isaiah, where it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. When we're not anxious and we're stayed on him, same thing when in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we bring our requests to God, it's focusing on him. It's keeping our mind over there. And like I said, that's not always easy, but God told us we could do it. He told us. He's never unjust. He's not going to tell us we can't do something we can't do, or tell us to do something that we have no ability to do. So we just say, God, I'm just going to rest in you and look to you. And as we look to him and keep our mind stayed on him, these other things that are trying to distract us, they look smaller. Because really, when we know we have the God of the universe, and we focus on how big God is, and that, what would God do in this situation? If he was faced with the thing that's making me worry, what would he do? Well, he'd fix it. Okay, who am I? I'm his child. What would I do if my child was in a problem? Well, I'd help him if I could. Well, what do you think God's going to do? He's going to help me. He said as much. And we're going to read some of those scriptures. He said he cares for me. Yeah, help me. And we start looking at that. It's like, God, you've already got this figured out. And peace will guard our hearts. And God said it would, so it will. And by faith we do this. Man, we don't always feel like it. Anybody tells you, you walk on a float and you always feel like doing this, that's a lie. That's just not true. I mean, that's a deception that the devil tried to tell you. Well, boy, if you were really spiritual, you really knew God, you wouldn't feel like this. It's not true. You may feel like being anxious, but we can still, in spite of that, say, you know what? I feel like sitting down and just crying. I feel like all my world is coming down, but God is still true, and we take our mind off what we feel like doing and shut down what our emotions are telling us to do. Not that we don't have emotions. We have emotions, but we got to be in control of them. This is going against the current. It's easier just to give in to your emotions and to feel like, well, there's no way, and feel worried and everything. But if we take it and say, no, God is still faithful. If we have to speak it out loud, sometimes that helps us. Even if we're the only person in the room, God, you're faithful, and you're a big God, and you're true, and you said you would always take care of me. And some of these scriptures we're going to be saying, just to start speaking them out and speak the truth and meditate on those things. Like it says, down in verse 8 here, finally, brethren, whatever things are true and whatever things are noble and whatever things are just and whatever things are pure and whatever things are lovely and whatever things are of good report. Good report. If there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So at that point, it'd be easier just to say, just to sit down and cry. But we say, no, that's not good. That's not good report. That's not trust, all these things. I'm going to meditate on what God says. I'm going to start going over in my mind and with my mouth what God says. God, no, you're good. You said you never leave me nor forsake me. You said you care about me. You said you're on my side. You said that my body's healed. You said that you would take care of me, all my needs. You just start looking to God and that He is powerful. Lord, you created the heavens and the earth. You created everything. You have all power. You're working in my life right now. You're with me now. You saw this before the foundation of the earth, and we start looking to Him. Pretty soon what we were looking at that was causing us so much stress doesn't look so big anymore. Let's turn over to Matthew. We're just going to go over a few, some of these scriptures that talk about this very thing. In Matthew 6, verse 25. Matthew 6, verse 25. It says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? We'll read the next verse. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So he's saying, look, don't worry, and that this is the same thing. Worry, there is the same thing over in Philippians, that being anxious, it's the same word. Don't be divided, don't be over, and don't worry about your life. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink or what you're going to put on. Don't worry about all these natural things. He said, is life not more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. I mean, seriously, think about it. Sometimes we actually think that, that's them. They're dumb. Things will just happen for them. But then, I mean, do we believe it, that God really takes care of us or not? It comes down to it, that God created us, that God set this world in motion, and that He has the ability to take care of us, to keep us. That if all things just went to pot, we are in a famine, all the things that we take for granted, the economy just completely unraveled, just completely to where things were just really bad, that He could still take care of us, period. That we would have our needs met, that He said, He didn't qualify it here. He just said to just believe Him, don't worry. Don't worry about your life. He said, your heavenly Father feeds these birds. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to a stature? So bottom line, that could do you any good anyway. In fact, it does you harm. Get you all your internals in a knot. I mean, you can get so upset about something that you know it's probably doing you damage at that very moment. Yeah, we're tempted to go in that direction. Well, God said, it's not going to do you any good. Not going to do you any good. Just focus on the fact that the Father cares for you. He takes care of all these birds. He takes care of everything. He's going to take care of you. Focus on that. Keep your mind stayed on that, because it's not going to do you any good to worry. Focus on that, and then you'll be in perfect peace. You'll be in peace. He said He cares for us. That's what we have to focus. He cares. God, I'm in His hand. If we can just stay there, just stay on that, that no matter where we are, that we're in His hand. That he's taking care of us. We're in His control. Let's turn over to, we're just going to read a few more scriptures like this. Isaiah 41:10. So this is prophecy to the children of Israel. We're children of Abraham through Jesus. It's the same thing. God has the same exact sentiment towards us. We have a better covenant. He says there, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Those are encouraging words. These are things that when we, to put our mind back on Him, these are the types of things we look at. When we're feeling that things aren't going to go right, that when all these thoughts are coming in just like a machine gun, just constantly, well, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, what are you going to do, what are you going to do, what are you going to do, that we say, God said not to fear. He said, "Fear not, for I am with you." We start saying, no, God's with me. He said He's with me. He said not to be dismayed, for He's my God. Just like He was Abraham's God, just like He was Isaac's God, Jacob's God, just like He was Paul's God, He was Peter's God, He's my God. Whoever you know, you know, somebody you respect, just like He's there, He's my God. He's not just off in the distance. It's because if we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we are in the family of God, and He's my God. He's my dad. God Almighty is my dad. And I am in this family. He said, I, that God will strengthen me. That God will help me. Will. He said, I'll help you. He said, I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand, with my strength. God is saying, I mean, think about it. Think about it. He's speaking to you. He says, fear not. I mean, in the midst of when there's something that's trying to distract us and pull us off here and say, this is going to happen, God's standing there, the most powerful being in the universe, and saying, fear not, for I'm with you. Don't be dismayed. He said, fear not, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. He's saying, I mean, in the midst of something, just imagine God saying, no, I'll help you. Don't fear. I'll help you. And just imagine Him in all His glory, all His power. Imagine Jesus standing there in the midst of your situation and say, hey, don't worry about it. I'll help you. I mean, imagine that. You're in the midst of something, and God and Jesus is coming up and saying, hey, don't worry about it. I'll help you. Don't worry about it. Don't be dismayed. I'm your friend. I'm here. I mean, imagine what that would do in the natural. You're facing this. You don't know what's going on. Jesus walks up and says, don't worry, I got it. Okay. You got it. I'm okay. Imagine that. That's meditation. When you start thinking of things like that in your head and looking at your situation in light of what God said, that's meditation. That's going over. See, you're going over in your head what is true. Instead of going over your head all these other things, you just start imagining, because this is true in the spirit, that Jesus is sitting, is just come up to you and say, I got this. I knew it was coming. I'm not taken off guard by it. And you keep your mind focused on that. No matter how bad the storm gets and it's trying to pull you off, you just keep your mind focused. No, God, Jesus said, God, He's one. God's saying that He's with me. He's for me. He said, I'm with you. Don't be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. Man, that's where we'll be in perfect peace when we keep our mind stayed there. It tries to pull us off. No, God said He's going to help me. He said not to fear. He said, don't be dismayed. He said, He's my God. He's my God. Those verses of Scripture have encouraged me many times. Let's go to 1 Peter 5:6, and we'll end there. It says in verse 6, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. The NIV says, cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Same thing, you know, over there in Philippians it said, be anxious for nothing. Here it says, Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Bottom line, all the things that are trying to pull us off, all those distractions, all those divisions that are trying to get us over there, we cast it all. Everything that would take us away from God, we say, just like we were just talking about, Jesus comes up and says, I got this. You say, all right, throw it on Him. It's yours. You got it because you care for me. You said, you're my God. I'm stepping back. I'm not going to take the place that's not mine to take. He's the one that said, he's the one that took our sorrows. He's the one that we're supposed to cast our care on. We're not meant to carry this stuff. We're not meant to take stress upon ourselves and try to figure everything out. You know, we're supposed to just cast it on Him, know that He's taking care of us, know that He's got it figured out. Just do what He tells us to do and step back and let Him handle it. That mean we're complacent or anything. That doesn't mean, you know, we don't do normal things in life. That just means that we don't take care for it. We just go about our lives. Just like, you know, we've said this before, but, you know, a child, a typical child does not go around worried about where his next meal is going to come from, or worrying about, if he's been in a home that takes care of him. He doesn't go around and worry about how he's going to pay all the bills. That's not his responsibility. He's not worrying about all these different things. He just knows mommy and daddy will take care of him. He's comfortable in that. And that's the way we need to be with God, that we just go to Him. We say, you know what, God, you said you would take care of me. You'll take care of me. And I'm going to put the anxiety away. I'm going to keep my mind stayed on you. And then we'll be in peace. We can't help but be in peace when we focus on Him, because He's not ruffled about anything. And when we realize that we're right we're right with Him, that He's right by our side, that Almighty Creator, that one that's never ruffled by anything, then we can be in peace. We can say, I'm with the Holy One. I'm with God. He'll keep me. He'll keep me. He knows what to do. He knows what to do. Thank God.